This is News of Korea.
This is News of Korea.
People's Republic of Korea.
Dear listeners, you are welcome to News of Korea. Now here with what you hear in this transmission. First and last, ours was followed by the 6th Wars of the 65, the Association for the Restoration of the Falklands of Chapter 10, to hasten the liberation of the country from the reminiscences of the great leader President Kim Il-sung with the century. And then an interview under the title, Great Illustrious Commander. After that, we present a musical account, Standard of Retaliation to the Aggressive. And then an account, the United States and South Korea will sooner or later drop their axes on their own feet. Finally, we present an account, why do the South Korean authorities refuse to accept an inspection group of the North? And unification funds between the programs. Now, here's the news. The great leader Kim Jong-il, General Secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea, Chairman of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army, together with officers and men of the Korean People's Army, saw a performance given by the Art Propaganda Squad of Unit 963 of the Korean People's Army. When he appeared in the auditorium of the theater, all the audience enthusiastically welcomed him, raising stormy cheers. The members of the Art Propaganda Squad put on the stage translations of different genres, including female quintet, with Save the General, male solo and mixed octet, which support the leadership of the party with loyalty. The lyric poem, Footprints of Great Devotion, Ongun and Female Sextet, Great Moon is My Country, Serial Wartime Songs, My Song in a Trench, to a Decisive Dado, For My Only Motherland, and Earthquaking Story, The Chief Buried Faith Cannot Be Lifted Up, and Chorus, Road to Victory. After the performance was over, leader Kim Jong-il acknowledged the enthusiastic cheering performers and audience, and congratulated the performers on their successful performance. He expressed a great satisfaction over the fact that the members of the art propaganda school as the unit gave a wonderful performance of the high ideological and artistic value with the works of great cognitive and educational significance, which represent the infant spiritual strength and the noble traits of our service persons and their worthwhile military service truthfully and vividly. He praised repeatedly the vocation as part of the creation of the mandate of the spirit, creating a new culture of the Sengen era. Noting that especially the performance of the art propaganda squad of unit 963 of the Korean People's Army was the best of all the performances recently given by art propaganda squads, he gave a special thanks of the Supreme Commander to all the creators and artists for their distinguished success. Seeing our People's Army service persons who have grown as combatants like a phoenix, cherishing the spirit of vital defense of the leader and the human born spirit as their unshakable faith, Elder Kim Jong-il added that as the unbreakable large army is firmly standing guard over the defense line of the Southland, our socialism centered on the popular masses is invincible, and the victory of the revolutionary cause of the future is certain. Leader Kim Jong-il put forth an important task, which will serve as a guideline in further strengthening the revolutionary and militant art propaganda activities.
The great leader Kim Jong-il, Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army, sent a list to the Bureau of the Lake Ri Chong-bo, former General Officer of the Korean People's Army, on June the 1st, expressing the condolences of his death.
The great leader Kim Jong-il's famous work, The Democratic People's Republic of Korea is a future-oriented social state of an invincible mind, was brought out in Britain by the Communist Party of Britain and the 50-Leninist on the occasion of the 46th anniversary of its start of work at the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea.
The organization of Italian dialectical materialist atheist featured the main issue of its magazine, La Voce, on the occasion of the 46th anniversary of the great leader Kim Jong-un's start of work at the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea. The magazine printed a photo of the great leader Kim Il-sung taken with the great leader Kim Jong-un.
The Korea Stamp Corporation has issued a miniature sheet and a sheet in commemoration of the recent unofficial visit of the great leader Kim Jong-un to the People's Republic of China. Seen in the stamps are national flags of the DPRK and PRC, as well as letters reading commemoration of the great leader Kim Jong-un's unofficial visit to the People's Republic of China, May the 1st to the 6th, 1999 or 2010. Commemoration of the great leader Kim Jong-un's unofficial visit to the northeastern part of the People's Republic of China, May the 4th to the 7th, 1999 or 2010. And after committing event, everlasting in the history of Korea-China friendship. The miniature sheet carries pictures of leader Kim Jong-il meeting and talking with President Oh Soon-sil. Printed in the sheetlets are pictures of respected Kim Jong-il meeting with leading officials of the Chinese party and government and visiting the Bao Biological Company Limited and the Dalian Bingshan Group, the Dalian Locomotive Production Company, the Liaoning Fishery Group, the Dalian Snow Dragon Group, Tianjin Port, and Beaver Park in the northeastern part of China, enjoying warm welcome and cordial hospitality accorded to him by the Chinese people.
A national meeting was held at the People's Palace of Culture in Pyongyang on June the 1st in commemoration of the 20th anniversary of the publication of the great leader Kim Jong-un's work on thoroughly carrying out revolution in light industry. Present there were Kim Jong-il, Premier of the Cabinet, officials concerned, officials of party and power organs, public organizations, ministries and other national institutions, and as the persons of science, education, culture and art, public health and the press and the working people. The reporter at the meeting said in his letter sent to the participants in the National Light Industry meeting on June the 2nd, 1979 or 1990, 10 years ago, Robert Kim Jong-un systematized the duty-based ideology and theory on revolution in light industry and clearly set forth the tests and ways to successfully carry out the revolution in light industry. He mentioned the great progress made in the struggle to implement the party's policy of revolution in light industry under the wise guidance of leader Kim Jong-un over the past 20 years and pointed out the tests facing us today. It was a lifelong desire of the father leader Preston Kim Il-sung to radically improve the people's living, and it is the firm determination of all of us to continue to make our country well up, the reporter said, and called on all to resolutely struggle in single-hearted unity around the move of Kim Jong-un.
Potato planting has been nearly finished in the highland rural communities of the DPRK, as the fruit time was unprecedentedly delayed by bad weather. The agricultural working people of the highlands, including Pudong County of Duanggang Province and the Yongin County of Chagang Province, planted potatoes on hundreds of hectares of the fields every day by scrupulously organizing their work and thus finished the potato planting in a short span of time. With the good start of the potato farmer, they are now concentrating efforts on maneuvering and tending the potato fields.
The Ministry of Electronics Industry, the Farming Machine Industrial Management Bureau, and the Chelima Steel Complex in the DPRK will fulfill their assignments in May by boosting production with a determination to land the rebels to hand a blow on the heads of the U.S. imperialists and the South Korean traitors Lenin Bak Group, persisting in their vicious conspiratorial works against the DPRK. The Ministry of Electronics Industry carried out its market plan at 119%, the Farming Machine Industry Management Bureau at 112% in the total industrial output value, and at 105% in tractor accessories production, and the Chelima Steel Complex fulfilled its steel production plan at 100.6%.
The family meeting of children and women in Pyongyang City and 14 children and women took place at the Persons and Pleasure Ground in Pyongyang on Tuesday to mark the 60th International Children's Day. It was followed by Yang Zhongsa, Vice President of the Presidium of the Shipping People's Assembly, and the officials concerned. Crossman invitation were women of diplomatic missions of different countries and missions of international organizations in Korea, and the foreign women and children, and the foreign bank, and overseas compatriots staying in the homeland. The congratulatory speech was made at the meeting. Then the Korean foreign children spent pleasant time reading an art performance and playing various sports and amusement games. Meanwhile, a joint family gathering was also held at the Chunnam Kindergarten in Chunnam District, Chungjin City, North Indian Province on Tuesday, to mark the 60th International Children's Day. It was attended by staff members of the Consulate Generals of the People's Republic of China and the Russian Federation in Chungjin. On the same day, Korean children of different nurseries and kindergartens across the country also enjoyed the International Children's Day with art performances and sports and amusement games.
New postage stamps have been issued in the DPRK to mark the 60th International Children's Day and the 2010 South African World Cup. The souvenir sheet issued to commemorate the 60th International Children's Day depicts the happy Korean children who are growing as the masters of the future, respected as little kings of the country under the benevolent care of the Workers' Party of Korea and the state. The voucher sheet and the circuit featuring the 2010 South Africa World Cup show the footballers playing matches along with World Cup.
The South Korean solidarity for the implementation of the South-North Joint Declaration on May 29th has public slogans of struggle for judging the traitorous Lenin Bak Group hell-bent on the reckless war movers. The slogans criticize the attempt of the Lenin regime to lead the case of the sinking of the warship Kimon to a war at any cost, and call for judging Lenin Bak in the losses to local autonomous bodies. Meanwhile, the preparatory committee of the Student Committee of the Youth and Students' Solidarity for the implementation of the Jinping's Joint Declaration in South Korea issued an appeal on May 31st under the title, "Let us judge the Lenin regime creating the crisis of war with the balance of peace."
The United Confederation of the Koreans in the Far East of Russia and the U.S. Western Regional Committee of the Overseas Committee for the implementation of the Joint Declaration released statements on May 28th and condemned the total Lenin Bak and his group for their fabrication of the sinking of the warship Chunnan.
In article title, "North Wind Coming at the Time of Elections" was posted in the whole case of the South Korean solidarity for the implementation of the South North Joint Declaration on May 28th. The article says North Wind means specific cases that have been linked with the North to expand their thought of our society and create a political veil favorable to the conservative rulers. It said the shocking cases fabricated in the South Korean society at the important political occasions are unaccountable. The article criticized that this time too, trade union board and this group are arousing a new North Wind by announcing the results of the investigation that the worship criminal was sanctioned by the massive torpedo attack without specific evidences on the 20th when the elections to local autonomous bodies started on a full scale. The outside proves that the United States is lurking behind the current North Wind as a reliable sponsor.
The South Korean public prosecution persists in the despicable suppression to cover up the truth behind the sinking of the Washi Chunan. The Deputy Seoul Central District Prosecutor's Office summoned and accused a member of the civilian military joint investigation team for his allegation that the warship had been stranded in an open ritual given in NATO East. The public prosecution is also investigating and suppressing the former Secretary for Unification, Foreign Affairs and Security Strategy of the Blue House, who is indicted on a charge of a circulation of false facts, as he has said, the government considers many materials concerning the sinking of the Russia and the National Assemblyman from the Democratic Labor Party, who opened a series of materials to the public and more than 10 witnesses.
The parts of the Green National Party of South Korea are now maliciously slandering the opposition candidates in a desperate bid to win victory in the elections to local autonomous bodies at any cost. South Koreans from all walks of life condemn such a reckless act of the ruling Grand National Party as a reflection of its arrogance in raising the North Wind with the sinking of the warship Truman, and at the same time an act of inciting fraudulent elections in the Zone.
Struggle is going on in different countries against the ever more vicious moves of the U.S. Communist and the South Korean Public Court for confrontation against the DPRP. The Executive Committee of the Party for Peace and Unity of Russia released a statement on May 27th and denounced the United States and the South Korean traitorous Lee Myung-bak group for leading the tensions of the Korean Peninsula to the brink of war through the fabrication of the warship Chunan. On the same day, the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Czechoslovakia and the Federal Leadership of the Left Bloc of the Austrian Trade Union Federation made public statements demanding the traitorous Lenin group accept inspection of the National Defense Commission of the DPRK without condition and supported the statement of a spokesman for the National Defense Commission. The British Association for the Study of Syndrome Politics, the British School for the Study of the Future Idea, and the British Chapter of the Korean Friendship Association released a joint statement and statement on May 26th in their support of the press statement of a spokesman for the DPRK Committee for the Peaceful Unification of Korea that denounced the South Korean puppets for their conspiratorial record against the DPRK. Earlier, the British Staff-Official Chapter of the Korean Friendship Association made a public statement on May 25th, denouncing the South Korean authorities for their moves against the DPRK.
Konstantin Asmolov, the senior researcher of the Center for the Study of Korea under the Institute of Forest of the Russian Academy of Sciences, expressed a strong doubt about the allegation of the South Korean authorities concerning the sinking of their warship at an interview with the newspaper Moskovsky Komsomolets on May 31st. He said, the South Korean side's conclusion rises a very strong distrust of South Korea and other countries. Russia and China do not believe completely the conclusion. Little doubts are putting up as the evidences and facts do not accord with the circumstances invented by South Korea. For instance, how come all soldiers died, not an officer being dead? How come none of the victims had their eardrums split or their bones broken? This is a normal phenomenon to be seen in a warship hit by a torpedo. How come the North Korean characters allegedly remaining on the outer body of the torpedo were written in a common way of the South, not in the way of the North, with a modern 30 pounds, Konstantin Asmolov said? And that's the end of the news read by Jim Seho and Chin Jun Oh. This is South of Korea.
The Daily Nodong Sunmun of the DPRK on Wednesday carried a commentary titled, Ridiculous Acts. The commentary said Japan is playing like a political dwarf and continued. Concerning the ceasing of the South Korean puppet worship, the Japanese Prime Minister said, if South Korea wants a resolution of the U.S. Security Council, Japan must run at the head. As to the ceasing of the Chunan, it is a difficult territorial fast fabricated by the South Korean puppets under the approval and patronage of the masters. Japan has no ground to prick its nose in the case and acts senselessly defending the conspirators. Taking advantage of the sinking of the Chunan, the Japanese rationalists are ridiculously trying to create an international atmosphere for the invasion of Korea in case of contingency of the Korean Peninsula. The crafty act of Japan to realize its interests, actually defending the extra-large conspiratorial case fabricated through collaboration of the United States and the South Korean puppet authorities, is a better act of the world's sole political dwarf. Japan had better kill itself with the reason if it does not want to suffer disgrace before the world while senselessly behaving concerning the sinking of the warship Chunan, which is a joint conspiratorial fuss of the U.S. master and the South Korean puppets. And that's just the gist of the commentary under the title, Ridiculous Act Carried in the Daily Negotiation of the DPRP on Wednesday. This is Warship Korea. Dear listeners, now is the time to invite the old president Kim Il-sung's analysis with the century. Association for the Restoration of the Fatherland, of Chapter 12, to hasten the liberation of the country. They had to devote a considerable amount of time and energy to make people understand that the Korean comrades had a national right to fight for the liberation of their country and convince them that it built one counter to fraternal internationalism. Moreover, the long-thorough patriotism and practical struggle for national liberation demonstrated to the whole nation that comrades were patriots who truly loved their country and fellow people. In the end, they came to probably be in the vanguard of the national liberation struggle. The inauguration of the Association for the Restoration of the Fatherland yielded the fruitful result of this protracted self-sacrificing struggle we needed. Therefore, we wish to openly use the name, the Association for the Restoration of the Fatherland, and also make clear in the first item of its poem that we intend to liberate the country thanks to the efforts of all the members of our nation, and establish a general popular government like the one which was set up at one time in the Gorilla Base in Eastern Manchuria. Lee Dong-bae, great Ben, listened to me attentively, slapped his knee, and shouted in joy. That's right. I've been a blind fool. Now I can get rid of my deformity of following my discussion with you, General. I fully agree with you. They agreed on all the other items of the program. In the 10-point Quran of the Association for the Restoration of the Fatherland, we established that the resolution to a power problem constituted a primary task of the Korean nation and also put forth the various critical tests, such as the provision of the people with democratic freedom and rights, the democratic development of society, and protection of the nation's rights of both the sex compatriots. This program also set the task of building a revolutionary army and illustrated economic tests to be solved at the stage of the anti-imperialist, anti-federal democratic revolution, such as the unindemnified confiscation of land from the Japanese imperialists and treacherous poor Japanese landowners, expropriation of rural enterprises, railways, bonds, vessels, farms, production facilities, owned by the Japanese state and Japanese individuals, and all the properties of the treacherous poor Japanese elements, support for the poor, the natural development of national industry, agriculture, and commerce, and the construction of the national economy. The natural development of national industry, agriculture, and commerce, and the construction of a national economy were based on our consistent line and policy to rally national capitalists in the anti-Japanese United Front by strictly distinguishing between national capital and comparable capital,
and encouraging patriotic nation sufferers and actively supporting and supporting them.
This marks a difference
between social calmness to the circuit of all capitalists, including even anti-Japanese national capitalists, can be tarred with the same brush, and general calmness who regarded all national capitalists as the native force of the revolution.
These capitalists,
they branded as bourgeoisie, were patriotic in their aspiration and anti-Japanese in practice. The campaign claim of the Association for the Restoration of the Farmland also set social and cultural tasks as well as other ones concerning external activities. I anticipated some friction on the religionists or national capitalists and patriotic memoirs. However, Rhythm Bear, who came to share the same world outlook as me from the island on the first item of the program, surprisingly shared my views straight away. On the contrary, such a people as Kim Sun-ho and Urban Yin were narrow-minded on this question.
While I was making books of the Quran, laws, and inner world declaration, the others were preparing letters and propaganda materials in the name of the preparatory committee for the inauguration of this association. Indeed, that spring we assumed the day that we worked every week in second. The program, rules, and inner world declaration were connected for a final discussion of the preparatory committee in the house of Ho Gak Hyo, head of Manjang Village. Kodaka Park deplored that in the past, the sectionists who had been engaged in the so-called communist movement had been engrossed only in a scramble for power with bloodshot eyes, despite the fact that they could not put together a good program, but was extremely delighted that we now have a new beacon light which would light up more brightly the path ahead of the Korean Revolution which had been gloomy. After finishing all the preparations at the end of April, we decided to hold the inaugural meeting in the forests of Tonnel and moved there. Almost all the delegates who had received letters of invitation gathered there in one way or another. However, Lee Dong-won and Chang-won or Song-jun from South Manchuria had even sent us reply letters saying that they would take part in a meeting in that field, for some of whom did not call until the meeting was over. As delegates from the Hinland, a delegate of Tumlitz and a peasant delegate came from Tuktong, backed by Kang Jaha's organization, and one teacher's delegate and one worker's delegate came from the party organization of the Onsen area. The historic annual meeting of the Association for the Restoration of the Farmland was held on May the 1st. Although the flowers were not yet in full bloom, the whole mountain was on the thick of spring. As the meeting lay ahead, the hearts of all the delegates throbbed with strong emotion and excitement. The Dongnam meeting lasted for 15 days. First, Rhythm Bear read out messages of congratulations sent to the meeting, and then I delivered the report. In my report, I referred to the need to rally the entire nation as one political force under the banner of national liberation and establish in the border area a new base which the Korean People's Revolutionary Army could rely on in order to conduct the anti-Japanese National United Front movement dynamically and further expand and develop the anti-Japanese armed struggle by advancing into the border area and the homeland. Subsequently, this report was published in book form under the title Let us further expand and develop the anti-Japanese National United Front movement and take the Korean Revolution as a whole to a new upsurge. I also submitted a 10-point program of the Association for the Restoration of the Fatherland and its inaugural declaration to the meeting for consideration. In the 10-point program, we defined the character and task of the Korean Revolution as well as its strategic and tactical principles on the basis of a correct analysis of the revolutionary situation in the 1930s, the socio-economic conditions of our country, and mutual relations between different classes, and also illustrated the prospects of the Korean Revolution, taking into strict consideration the interests of the workers, peasants, and other working masses, as well as the common interests of the patriotic people of all walks of life.
The participants of the meeting expressed full support and approval for the program and expressed their joy that they could now advance confidently for the victory of the Korean Revolution with a clear fighting will. They also firmly resolved to work hard to implement the tasks set forth in the program. The discussion about the inaugural declaration of the cessation for the restoration of the fatherland also stirred the hearts of the delegates. The paragraphs of the inaugural declaration gripped their hearts from the start. In particular, the participants of the meeting were greatly taken by the part of the declaration which expressed confidence that Korea's independence would succeed if the whole nation, 10 million people, were rallied into one, each contributing his or her own money, provisions, skill and wisdom, and took part in the end of the Chinese National Liberation Front. They were taken by the earnest appeal to everyone to fight encompassed in the Association for the Restoration of the Fatherland. Association for the Restoration of the Homeland of Chapter 12 to hasten the liberation of the country from the great leader President Kim Il-sung's reigning successes of the century. This is the voice of Korea. Now here is an interview under title Great Illustrious Commander. Hello.
Hello.
Well, the South Korean puppet traders are persisting in their frantic confrontation with us against all, slamming even the headquarters of a revolution as it regards the sinking of the warship Tunnel. The Korean People's Army and people are burning their hearts with hatred and indignation at the puppet traitors and are determined to resolutely punish the enemy under the guidance of the first Korean commander, Kim Jong-il.
As the world has already recognized, this particular Chinese Union as the most illustrious commander, the culture has to have victory in the confrontation with the aggressors. His extraordinary political ability as an illustrious commander was fully demonstrated in the past days of history, in which he resolutely neutralized the assistless movements of the war from Italy to suffocate the DPRK, and has defended the death of the country of Indonesia and peace of the world.
But, in retrospect, the historical period from the end of the last century to date in the new century was an extension of Fire's severe confrontation with the U.S. imperialists, the Korean people. When the U.S. imperialists got more undisguised than ever before in their moves to isolate and suffocate Korea, the world's attention was focused on Korea. When the world was wondering if Korea would win in the fight to defend socialism, Leader Kim Jong-il declared that he would, in the future, give priority to military affairs and defend the destiny of the country and nation with a might of Sundan.
Afterwards, he made an uninstructed march of Sundan, using Falkland Coast, Island Coast, and the Faroe Sea, and Coast on high and steep Philippines, and Mount Osong and the Tiger, for strengthening the military power of the country. The great Sundan commander visited any places where there were soldiers, no matter how far and rugged the road might be, and implanted uncommon courage and pluck in the civic prisoners. One year he traveled more than 10,000 kilometers long distance with Sundan leadership.
On the route of Sundan covered by leader Kim Jong-il, the military power of the country was increased in every way, and the country consolidated impregnably. As an entire force to the wise brothers of leader Kim Jong-il, where today the Korean People's Army has been strengthened and developed into a match for 100 revolutionary armed forces, firmly prepared politically and ideologically and in military technique, and is demonstrating its ability as an invincible army both with modern offensive and defensive lines.
Quite right. Led by the great illustrious commander Kim Jong-il, the revolutionary armed forces of Korea will just literally foil any war movements of the enemy.
Nice talking with you, thank you.
You're welcome.
You've just heard an interview under title, Great Illustrious Commander. This is the voice of Korea.
Can you enjoy wind music? The general of Korea.
would have written a reason to the oppressors.
The star falling for a moment in the enemy is drawn suddenly wide in the blue sky, representing the faith and the will of the entire community. Your last on your sideline. I hate to approach the enemy. If you lay hand on a window in the blade of grass of our president, full of resolution, shall it cut. Yes, we are the invincible army of the general. Whoever predicts us can never escape death. And this group of South Korea, who could have been miniature conspiratorial front and hooded in the history of inter-Korean relations, and now resenting to a French corrupted, perhaps of reason. They are visiting the United States and many other countries in a desperate bid to allow an international encirclement of the sanctions against us through the remaining of previous foreign state and the like, by reporting the thinking of the worship Tsunam to the world security council, groundlessly insisting that the case was caused by the North. They are taking over world hysteria, repeating discussions and rumors, such as the large-scale joint anti-submarine exercise involving a nuclear submarine of the U.S. Military's aggressive forces on the west of South Korea, and the resumption of psychological broadcasting against the DPRK on the front area. As the time passes by, the unpardonable reckless confrontation rhetoric of the South Korean traitor Moon Jae-in group only adds fuel to the hatred of the Korean people's mind and people and their will for retaliation. The dignity of independence, we are prepared of countries and joints. If the enemy provokes a war on this land, the root of the war shall be pulled out. Those who dare to insult our dignity, useless and just not punishment. This will encourage the army and people. Lomberg and the puppet traitors should not remain indifferent to the past history, in which the DPRK smashed the vicious houses of the UFO tourists to suffocate it at every step. It is the heroic army and the people of the Sungun Korea that won one victory after another, ruthlessly neutralizing the reckless and absurd military challenges of the U.S. Army, with the strongest countermeasures in the sky and on the ground and the sea. The traitorous Leningrad group should act with discretion, clearly knowing that if they are hell-bent in confrontation with the civil culture, with the backing of the U.S. Army, they will face a more miserable end than that of their predecessors. With the courage of the great general, our might means no limit. Wherever the enemy may be on the earth, the threat of hope is not out of the the invincible ranks to their Korean people's army to defeat any error of one truth and the single-minded unity around the part of the leader. All the Korean people's army and people will never pardon anyone who dares to insult the supreme dignity of the country, even a leader, but destroy the suffering of the error with the might of the Sungun Korea. Even listening to Moscow Council of the Center, far
of retaliation to the aggressor. This is North of Korea. Now we enjoy many quarters of the South Native quarters. We heard our daily small family.
The community expresses great doubts about the fusion of the warship Chenang of the South Korean Popular Navy, a case loudly advertised by the South Korean traitors of the group and the United States, with an ulterior intention to stifle the DPRK and expose its conspiratorial nature. The United States and South Korea will sooner or later drop their axes on their own feet. Mass media of China and Russia expressed doubts at the Western thinking of the South Korean warship Chenang and claimed that the case is a crown reconspiratorial force of South Korea and the United States to stifle the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The Chinese reference news on May 22nd read that the Russian submarine expert told the reporter the results of investigation of South Korea are hardly deliverable. If the warship Chenang had not discovered the opponent's submarine and torpedo approaching, the South Korean seaman should be called stupid. Certainly, the recent case is very doubtful. On May 24th, the Russian Internet News Agency Newsland and Via Novosti News Agency exposed the falsehood of the evidences produced by South Korea and contended that the story about the warship Chenang allegedly sunken by a North Korean submarine lacked credibility. Voice of Russia on May 25th reported, the so-called investigation team of the case has no legitimate international status, and needless to say, it must be made clear that the team was organized by biased South Korea. Doubts about the objectivity of the investigation are expressed on South Korea too. Analysts contended that there exist unclear problems, such as marking on the torpedo remains. The Russian newspaper Rossiyskaya Gazeta on May 26th wrote that the evidences offered by South Korea are totally unreliable. On the same day, another newspaper, Komsomolskaya Pravda, in its internet, quoted the Kremlin of the General Staff of the Navy of Russia as the Navy of Russia considers the recent case to be a likely clumsy drama. It is shown that all the material evidences were cooked up in heat. The Russian case is a fabrication of those to deceive the international community. The Red Star is a skillful producer in this aspect. it is necessary to remember with what first intonations the United States deceived the United Nations when launching the Iraqi war. We have a strong feeling that the case of the Tehran is also a fabrication of the United States. The Chinese Hong Kong Phoenix satellite television televised the commentaries on May 20th and 21st, saying there is a great possibility of the fabrication of the results of investigation into the sinking of the warship Tehran by somebody, and it arouses various doubts. The commentaries continued, if the results of the recent investigation were fabricated, this would be done by the United States. It is because the United States, which is obliged to transfer the right to control wartime operations in 2012, felt it necessary to get an extra risk for further strengthening the military alliance with South Korea and kicking its troops in South Korea, and also because the United States wanted to certainly show the source of our military base before the end of May. After all, the United States and South Korea had to fabricate the missing case to realize their political purpose. They can easily ignore the best of seamen. The United States and South Korea will sooner or later drop their axes on their own feet. That's right. An all in effect is bound to be found. The conspiratorial nature of the anti-DPRK racket kicked up by the United States and the South Korean traitors to William Bob Group concerning the sinking of the warship Tehran will be laid bare soon. If just at an account, the United States and South Korea will sooner or later drop their axes on their own feet. This is Voice of Korea.
Now, here's our account. Why did the South Korean authorities
request a captain inspection group of the North?
Well, this month, as is already reported, the DPRK clarified its stand to dispatch an inspection group of the National Defense Commission to inspect the South Korea to confirm the material addresses, as the South Korean Renewal Report insists that the sinking of their warship is connected with the DPRK. According to it, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea sent a message to the South Korean side on May the 22nd, saying it would send the inspection group and demanding practical measures for it.
But the South Korean traders refused to accept this demand of the DPRK under a preposterous pretext.
I'm repeating that a sinking of warship Tehran by a Northwest torpedo attack is confirmed through a scientific and objective investigation of human foreign experts. They insist on preposterous allegations that the issues should be discussed within the framework of the Armistice Agreement and that the North should be informed of the results and admit them. As was reported, the sinking of the South Korean puppet to Russia Tehran is an accident on the Western Sea of Korea. Issues on the Western Sea of Korea have so far been directly dealt with by the North and South military, not by the Military Armistice Commission. The U.S. Administration, too, had officially announced that the issues on the Western Sea of Korea are out of their control. It proves that the case of the sinking of the warship is an issue which is to be dealt with by the North and South military, not by the Military Armistice Commission, the United States is concerned with it. As the South Korean puppets provoked the DPRK while daring to impair its ability concerning the recent case, they should present clear material evidences on the spot and clearly explain the reason of their provocation against the DPRK. Nevertheless, the South Korean traders seem to invent such a phantom mechanism as the Military Armistice Commission in the case. It is a contradictory act. The Military Armistice Commission was reduced to a phantom mechanism long ago because the United States and the South Korean puppets had systematically destroyed the Korean Armistice Agreement. It is illogical to discuss such an imprecatory situation as now in the nominal mechanism with no power. The South Korean Leninist group generally refused to trap the inspection group of the DPRK because they cannot present any doubtless material evidences to the DPRK. Now the South Korean people of different sections demand the authorities immediately accept the inspection group of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea and criticize that their persistent refusal is only proof to cover up the truth behind the fabricated case. It is not accidental that a South Korean newspaper, Hongdae, recently asserted that if the authorities are confident of the results of investigation, there is no reason not to accept the inspection group of the North.
the layman worker refused to accept the inspection aid, not only because they have no evidences, but also because they came to insist on what they call results of investigation as a fact by the military administration under the direct assistance of their master, the United States. The layman worker conservative group serving the United States as a master and accustomed to slandering the fellow countrymen in league with it, attempt to tame their dishonest purpose, clinging to the sleeves of their master, the United States, this time too. Fighter Lindenberg and the sleeve of South Korea to not play a climbed trick, but immediately accept the inspection board of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. That is an account on the title, Why do the South Korean authorities refuse to accept an inspection board of the Hulk? This is the Voice of Korea. Dear listeners, with this, we conclude our English language service of Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English language service for South Australia, between 2 and 3 hours UTC, on 14,650 kHz and 15,100 kHz, and between 10 and 11 hours UTC, on 11,735 kHz and 14,652 kHz. For the Middle East and North Africa, between 16 and 17 hours UTC, and 9,990 kHz and 11,540 kHz. And between 19 and 20 hours UTC, or 9,975 kHz and 11,545 kHz. For South Africa, between 19 and 20 hours UTC, on 7,210 kHz and 11,910 kHz. And for Central and South Americas, between 1 and 2 hours UTC, on 11,745 kHz, 13,760 kHz, and 15,180 kHz, and between 10 and 11 hours UTC, on 11,710 kHz, and 15,180 kHz. Goodbye, this is Pyongyang.